prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Come on, man! What's the plan, Biden? Biden says that there's going to be food shortages in the United States of America. Well, no stuff, Sherlock. Hello, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. Yep. And thank you so much for joining me this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it, despite the fact that we've got Biden portraying being president of the United States of America. And I ask you again, Mr. President, what is the plan as more and more grocery stores across the United States have half-empty or three-quarter-empty shelves, and things are just winnowing downward as far as supplies? Not because we have we're not able to produce food, not because of things like that. No. It's because of policies in your administration, Mr. Biden. All you have to do is undo what you have done to screw America in the wrong direction. Nearly one-third of Americans expect a poor year this year to be poor, as our quality of life, our standard of living continues to dwindle, shrink away. About 7 in 10 Americans say that Biden's economy is terrible. I wonder why the other 3 in 10, what they are thinking. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. We determined that 30% of Americans agree with this hellhole-based economy and everything else that is spewing from the leftists, including Joe Biden. Well, I'm not surprised about this. Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, the one who pretends to have common sense every once in a while. Well, he decided to go ahead and say, yes, I'm going to vote for Ketanji Brown Jackson for Supreme Court. Despite the fact that the woman, she is a woman, even though she pretends not to know that, even though she refused to define what a woman is. I mean, if you're that mixed up, purposefully mixed up, just for the heck of it, you don't deserve to be on the American Supreme Court. You should be sent home. GOP senators correctly demand answers on KBJ's work with Hyper Woke School Board. Yeah, that school board there, man, they supported all kinds of queer education for children, little children. They don't care. So while the world is being prompted to focus on what's going on in Ukraine, while the world is continuing to, you know, everyone's looking at Ukraine and what's going on there. By the way, let's say if the bear had not been poked for the past 20 years, let's say if there had not been the huge child trafficking business going on in Ukraine. Let's say if NATO and Ukraine had not been poking the bear and threatening to go against written agreements with Russia concerning the border situation over there. And let's say there had not been about 30 bio labs, the first of which opened up in around 2005 when junior Senator Barack Obama flew over there and checked things out. You know, let's just say if that were the case, we wouldn't have the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. But it was Putin himself that said, my, how the so-called Christian-oriented nations of the West have drifted far away from their Christian values, showing themselves to be nothing but hypocrites. And here we are today. So he had to go in, kick butt, or at least try to stop what was going on. And part of that business, by the way, the monkey business that I mentioned, earned the Biden administration many millions of dollars. We know about 31 million, probably much more than that. But while we're paying attention to that, China is plotting to take over the Western Hemisphere. Here's an example. Right now, they're in Latin America. They just inked a new deal, which shares nuclear technology. They're building 5G networks, developing space programs, and pumping cheap loans into America's backyard, which is a growing threat to the United States of America. China and an alliance between Latin America and the Caribbean countries have signed a new action plan that guarantees Beijing more influence and economic growth through those regions. And they have they're putting a big economic stake into that part of the world, just as they did in Africa. I have friends from Africa who say, boy, oh boy, when it first started with China, they thought it was a great thing in Ghana. And now they're lamenting it. And so you're going to see a repeat of that in Latin America. But the thing is, when the Chinese go in, they won't come out. They're not like Great Britain and the United States, who would say, okay, you want us out, we're out. Nope. Communists aren't like that. The only way they get out is if they're beaten out. And I don't think there's one country in Latin America that has the resources to do that. Now, if we had a real president like Reagan, remember when he went down there when Nicaragua was trying to start stuff with Cuba? He broke that mess up and arrested grapefruit face Mr. Daniel Ortega. Brought him back to the United States to sit in jail in this country. That's how much more powerful we were back then. We still may be just as powerful, but we have no more pride in our power. Our officials are of the like of, Mr. Joe Biden, more traitors than anything else. And so here we are. We're sitting here, Americans wondering what's going to happen. And wait till next year when they shut off the Euphrates River via 23 dams. That's what Turkey is doing. After that happens, they'll be able to walk an army straight into Israel. Things will get really dicey then. It's getting very interesting, folks. But yet we all want to look at Ukraine. Well, I'm Ron Edwards. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Our guest today is Ryan Johnson. He's with the Mordecai Mission. We're going to be talking about that and what they're up to when we return right after this.
Yabba, dabba, do.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience. Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yep. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, and we're back. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. It's being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It is the coffee you want in your cup, so check it out today. Simply go to theronedwards.com, and once you taste Constitutional Grounds Coffee, well, you won't go back to your other brands ever again. Well, let's get right to it. There are lots of interesting things going on around the world. And one thing that's getting more difficult to find are honest ministers throughout the world, throughout America, for that matter. I found one, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, an honest minister. His name is Minister Ryan Johnson. He's a founding member of the Mordecai Mission Group, and it's a wonderful organization that's doing a lot of good stuff in our republic. Hello, Ryan, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron, thank you very much. And how is the hardest working man in radio doing today?
Oh, I don't know who he is, but he's doing fine.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to come and say thank you, Ron, for having us on, man. We always appreciate you, as always. You are a God-fearing man and a wonderful patriot of this country and the great state of Michigan.
Hey, that's the same to you, my friend. You know, the things that are going on in our country, 7 out of 10 Americans admit that the economy is terrible. I don't know what the other three are thinking about. We've got the things going on in South America with China. We have morality and wisdom becoming more rare in America than, I don't know, gold. And it's just things are really tightening up. And but there are, you know, there are little factions of hope throughout this country as well. It's not all bad. And you guys are living proof of that. Tell us what are some of the latest things that the Mordecai Mission are up to. And let's get into some of the issues.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, the Mordecai Mission was started by Pastor William Green. And I have been blessed that he has tapped me as his co-director for the national organization. So if you're familiar with the story of Mordecai in the Bible, and I'm just going to give a condensed version real quick so we can move on. But however, the Jewish people, there was an edict put out to kill all the Jewish people, and Mordecai refused to bow to the government. And Esther was a Jewish queen, and he appealed to her to help change the laws and told her if she didn't, that the devastation would not bypass her home. And today, as Christians, as we don't stand up for the laws and our elected officials that are godly elected officials, that same devastation will not bypass our homes. You know, God told us, even though we're in the world, don't be a part of the world, but the edict was to be a light to the world. And we have not been that. And so, you know, our goal with the Mordecai Mission is to help get godly legislation back into this country from the school board to the White House, and to help elect God-fearing elected officials that will stand with God as opposed to man. So, you know, that's our mission with the Mordecai Mission. You know, I'll let you comment and then I'll go into what we got going on here in Michigan as well as the rest of the country.
Well, I can just concur with that. In fact, because of that story, I coined a phrase that when things happen to individuals like Haman, who think that they're going to get away with unjust behavior towards others, and it falls back upon them, and as it did with Haman in that story, I coined the phrase that they're Hamanized. And so we're praying for the Hamanization of certain individuals who are in politics now, who are literally on a mad mission to kill this republic from the top down or bottom up, whichever way they can do it. His name is Joe Biden. Her name is Nasty Pelosi. And the names go on and on and on. And it's because, you know, we can look And I wanted to say this, and I want to get your response to this, Minister Ryan. We can look at these individuals and say, oh, bad, 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 terrible, terrible, terrible. But my dad used to tell me when I was a little boy, he said, you know something? We can look at these wicked individuals in D.C. or in local government or whatever, but they're nothing more than a reflection of the society from whence they also came. What say you?
That is absolutely correct. Your father was a wise man and gave you some very good, sound advice. If you look at the wickedness in our country, you can see it from the indoctrination of our kids to the LGBT community, to the churches. You know, it's all around us. And, you know, Christians have to stand up. If we don't, you know, we're doomed as a people and as a race and as a country. You know, and so your father was right on point with that. And I concur with you.
You know, one another thing that really, I guess, has our attention is this effort to go after the children like never before. Now, they said that they, you know, had stopped the critical race theory. Well, the only thing they stopped was calling it critical race theory. They pretended to take it out, and they've renamed it different things all around the country. So these children are still being mentally poisoned. And here you have today, you have a individual. Her name is Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Jackson Brown, whichever, being nominated for the Supreme Court, who cannot define what a woman is and who is known to be in support of poisoning the minds of young people and being very, very, and I mean super light on pedophilia criminals and other evil sorts. Now, this is a horrible reflection of our society. And in my opinion, it may not be yours, but it's a horrible reflection on the church and how much of a wimpus, Americanus, apologeticus situation that the church has been, unwilling to, and in some cases, stubbornly turning its back on American society as they sit on their Samsonites waiting for a rapture or whatever, or they're just lazy or afraid. And here we are. Respond to that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think we had a song back in the 70s or 60s. I'm 53 years old, but we used to have a song called Children Are Our Future, right? Mm-hmm. And so by indoctrinating the children, you shape the future of thoughts and processes of America. So, you know, that's what they're doing. They're indoctrinating our children with critical race theory, you know, with sexuality. There's no godly reason why we should be sexualizing children in elementary and middle school. You know, I've understood that this has happened here in Michigan, but in the West, a substitute teacher, she was fired because she would not identify with a child that identified himself as a cat. She refused to meow back at this child, and she was fired. This is unconscionable. You know, you have little boys walking into the girls' bathroom because they say they're females, or girls walking to the men's bathroom. You know, this is what our country has been reduced to, and that's why it's very important for us to start putting God back in legislation and supporting godly candidates that will not buckle or bend to the whimpers of the world.
You know what will help that, and real quick, if we want to get godly principles back into society, back into the law making processes and all of that, real simple, very quick. All we have to do, we simply get back to teaching the Ten Commandments. They're short, they're quick, they're to the point, and they affect every aspect of our lives. And for some ungodly reason, which you and I both can name, they're not taught anymore. And when you don't teach morality, immorality automatically displaces that. And you have what's going on today, a nation where you have, like you just said, little girls going into boys' bathrooms, and that does happen, and vice versa. But here's one thing that opened the door to all of that madness, where you've got boys who are too weak to compete with boys, so they go over to the girls' side and break records, like the swimmer at Penn State. But here's the thing, and you females have gotten very angry at me for saying this, but guess where the root of that comes from, Pastor Ryan? That comes from the feminist movement in America when they were saying, when Billie Jean beat the snot out of an old man, Bobby Riggs, in a tennis match. She was at her prime, right? And he was like 65 years old or whatever. So she beat him. Actually, she didn't really wipe him out, but she beat him. And then came anything you can do, I can do better. So women have been saying, even my own sisters used to tell me that, my older sisters, until I grew up and then I proved them wrong. And they always have been saying, I can do anything a man can do. I don't need no man. I'm equal to a man. So they pushed this. And I remember telling folks when I was a teenager, the day's going to come where you're going to have to back that stuff up. And I didn't say stuff. I said another word. You're going to have to back that stuff up. And we are now in that time. You think I was wrong or harsh for saying something like that? But considering the fact that this is where we are at, what say you?
Well, you know, with the swimmer that you're talking about, you know, it's sad because he was ranked 348th, I believe, in men. And now he's dominating women's sports. You know, the problem with all these movements, you want extra rights, not equal rights, right? God has given us all equal rights. These movements want extra rights that are detrimental to our society, the moral fiber, and our communities. And so, you know, we have to be very careful with that. You know, God put a pecking order in for a reason. And women may not want to hear this, but, yeah, you can do anything that a man can do. But the question is, should you? You start bringing more mental and physical aspects into your life and spiritual aspects that you're not equipped to deal with. God wired us differently. I can do everything a woman can do, but that don't mean that I should do it. And that, you know, that's equally for men and women. And so we have to get back to what God designed us for. God designed a man to carry the heavy load, right? Our women are to be protected. Our women are to be cared for. You know, with these movements, they take the man out of the equation and you put more stress on women. You know, it's sad. But again, that's why God said, even though you're in the world, don't conform to the world. We're doing too much conforming to the world as opposed to God, because it sounds good, but in practicality and reality, it's more detrimental than anything.
Absolutely. And there's an old saying, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And one thing that we are upon now is a break on the Ron Edwards American Experience. And we'll be right back with our special guest right after this.
American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. During the time of slavery and in Hollywood movies like Gone with the Wind, black females were referred to as mammy. Well, I've discovered that there is now the 21st century version of Mammy, alive and well. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, the number one customer of abortion clinics are, of course, black American females, who in some locations like Harlem, New York, abort more babies than the number of babies allowed to be born alive annually. Many also remember either reading in history books and seeing in movies where black females were forced to nurse and take care of the master's little children at the expense of rearing her own. Often the black fathers were sold off or not allowed to exhibit parental authority on the plantation. It is amazing that today an increasing number of single black females who have proudly aborted their male babies
are now more proudly adopting white boy babies. I recently saw a YouTube video about this modern-day mammy phenomenon, after which I remembered the more things change, the more they seem to remain the same. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-281-6030. That's 800-281-6030.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook Commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Last frequency.
LibertyTalk.fm.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Yep, always enjoy myself when we have great people show up and stop by. In this case today, it's Minister Ryan Johnson of the Mordecai Project, or Mission, that is. And he's got a lot of great stuff to say. But first, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is one of the worst elected state officials in American history. Under his reign as governor, California's homelessness rates, drug overdoses, abortions, and crime all skyrocketed. Welp, Newsom has just signed into law that makes abortions free. And as many of you know, nothing is free from the state, but rather it comes out of taxpayers' pockets. What a shame, making taxpayers responsible for the murder of innocent babies. What say you, Pastor Ryan? I know that gets your goat, man. That's terrible stuff.
Well, you know, abortion is wrong. I just had a conversation with a person the other day about abortion. You know, more black children are killed through abortion than any other time in period in history. It's an evil. It was started by a racist founder who wanted to get rid of minorities. And, you know, it's sad. You know, if God didn't want a child to be here, that there wouldn't have been a conception. And I know some people may disagree, but no Christian should disagree with that philosophy. Abortion is murder. These young women that are having abortions, they're going to have other consequences besides how will I take care of this baby, where it becomes spiritual, mental, or physical. You know, we should be dealing with people to stop fornicating as opposed to letting you fornicate and pushing you to fornicate and then looking for you to kill a baby, a child, an innocent child. And that's where one of the places that the churches have failed this country and the people of this country. We need to start teaching people how to live a godly life so we don't have to worry about abortion clinics and those other evils.
Absolutely. And also, I think that if the United States of America does not curtail and get rid of this, especially on a national scale, I think some big, big, horrible things could be happening to this country in the not too distant future. Because, you know, God set it up, the principle that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And if you do evil and there's no forgiveness, if you don't change from your wicked ways and take the Second Chronicles 7:14 route, you're going to have big heap of trouble for your nation. But I want to winnow this down a little bit, Minister Ryan, to Michigan for just a bit. And let's focus on some great people that are stepping out in faith to run for office. And because we need, I know one of them, Linda Lee Tarver, who's running for the Michigan Board of Education. And I tell you, if anyone can clean house, she can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me just start with this, okay? I just want to give a couple things, just an update of what we're doing with the Mordecai Mission. And so on April the 9th, which is on a Saturday at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a forum on why the church should not support the movement of Black Lives Matter. Your listeners can follow us on Facebook. It'll be done live, or they can come to our website, which is MordecaiMission.net. We're also partnering here in Michigan with the Michigan Coalition for Freedom that is headed by the awesome Apostle Ellis Smith. They're going to be doing a gubernatorial forum this week on the 29th at the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids, which is located at 2500 Turner Ave. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock, and they're going to be doing a gubernatorial forum, and it's called a gubernatorial values forum. And so you get a chance to hear the godly values, or if they don't have godly values, of candidates that are running for governor. So I would ask your listeners to support both of these causes coming up. Again, Mordecai Mission's forum on April the 9th and the Michigan Coalition for Freedom on the 29th. But let's get back to Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. She is a wonderful person. She has a heart of God. She cares about her children. So the Mordecai Mission, we have started working with candidates here in Michigan, and Dr. Linda Lee Tarver is one. And the other is running for governor, and that's Ryan Kelly. Both of these are awesome people of God. They put God first and people. I've watched both of them interact with just everyday people, and I've been running campaigns for at least 30 years. I've never seen two individuals like these two. You know, you have fakeness in politics, and then you have genuine people. They have been genuine no matter if it was just someone on the street they were talking to or at a fundraiser with people that have millions of dollars. These folk are God-fearing candidates that I think Christians should support in the state of Michigan for their respective offices. You know, as a Christian, you know, we don't like the direction that this state is going in under the current leadership. We need to get back to God and families and putting families first, and Ryan Kelly is a candidate that will do that. With Linda Lee Tarver, her educational experience is just extensive, and we've had many conversations with her. And you know, with our kids being indoctrinated with critical race theory, with the Alphabet's People agenda, in the city of Detroit, 80% of the kids graduating can't even read on a third grade level. But we're worrying about indoctrinating kids to social issues when they can't read, write, and do arithmetic. It's a very sad situation. So, you know, these offices matter. They're dealing with our future and our kids. And so, you know, we're supporting those two candidates here in Michigan. And we ask everyone else to go to their websites, look them up, donate, get involved, and let's help change the state.
And again, what is the website?
The Mordecai Mission's website is MordecaiMission.net, and the Michigan Coalition of Freedom's website is MichiganCoalition.org, and you can look Dr. Linda Lee Tarver up for Michigan Board of Education and Ryan Kelly for governor of the state of Michigan.
Excellent. Well, you know, the one good thing out of all this madness that is being foisted upon our republic and throughout all the 50 states is it's so bad the good people are being forced to come out of the woodwork and do something and get involved. And one thing that our Lord said was to occupy until he comes. He didn't say sit on your Samsonite or your fly, you know, your flyaway rug because you believe in the flyaway doctrine or whatever that is. We're to be here occupying. And there's an old saying that when you move your feet, you lose your seat. And many years ago, Christians and great patriots kind of got out of the way and allowed the others to take over in the same manner in which the, for example, the original Ivy League schools were all, every single one of them were founded by Christians and Christian organizations. King's College, which they transformed into Columbia University. And if you check out the meaning of Columbia, you'll understand why they did that and replaced King's College. King's was in reference to Jesus Christ. But we stepped aside and allowed the leftists to take over these wonderful institutions, and now they're just churning out globalists, God haters, straight family haters, all by the thousands every single year out of each one of these institutions. It is because of one reason, Pastor Ryan, because the good people moved their feet and lost their seat. What say you?
I'm going to concur with you 100%, Ron. You know, Christians, we tend to want to get along with everyone as opposed to standing up, right? Even Christ got upset and tipped over the tables because they were doing improper business in his Father's house, right? And so as Christians, we have that same authority to stand up. We don't have to get along with everyone, right? We don't have to have our rights trampled over because someone else feels they have more rights than we do. We are children of God, and in order for us to make a difference that matters, we have to stand up and hold others accountable for what we believe in and be unapologetic about it.
Yes, and that's the thing. I'd rather you, if you're my opposer, I'd rather you respect me because I fought you than for you to like me because I kissed your backside to go along to get along. And
amen.
Christians, they really twisted the word when they said love thy neighbor and all of that and to turn the other cheek. I mean, we only have four cheeks. I mean, they've been turning cheeks by the hundreds, you know, until we're cheekless in the body of Christ almost. And it just continued to go on and on and on. And we have to stop. I'm thankful for people like yourself and people like Linda Lee Tarver who are fighters who are not going to take it anymore. It's like the movie Network. We watched that the other night where the guy breaks out and says, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. Well, we're not going to take it anymore, and we shouldn't. God doesn't tell us to take it, did he?
He didn't tell us to take it. As a matter of fact, he told us to fight against it. So, you know, this is a warfare. This is not, you know, I'm shaking your hand, kissing babies. God tells us to stand up for what he has told us is right. And Satan's plan is to destroy the moral fiber of this country and this world and to destroy God's people. So if you don't think that that's enough of a war to stand up and be engaged in, then woe is we as a people.
An example of that, of what you just said, Minister Ryan, is that child porn offender who got a wrist slap from Ketanji Brown Jackson continued searching for photos of children. Now, she slapped a porn offender who was involved with children on the wrist, gave him a little tap on the wrist and said, go on your way. Have fun, basically. And this is the kind of individual that is a result who has a chance to get on the Supreme Court, but that's because of the moral fiber of this country being no more almost. It's like it's tattered. And, you know, we have to stand up and we have to fight no matter how much the dogs come howling after us or whatever. We're just going to have to take it. Because we allowed it to get this far, so it's up to us. We got to take the heat, and we have to be willing to do that and fight as hard as we can, no matter what the cost. I mean, Jesus Christ gave his all. Why shouldn't we?
Jesus Christ gave his all, his life, as well as the disciples. And, you know, being a Christian is not for the faint of heart. You're going to have people come after you, try to kill you, bury you, and talk about you. They talked about Christ. So, you know, we should expect those same things. And if you don't have something that you're passionate enough to die for, then there's no sense living.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because we are here. Everyone here is for, it was created and allowed to be born for a great purpose. But because of the fallen nature of mankind, many of us never find out about our great purpose, and we fall short. And I believe that many of us, even of the body of Christ, when we get to heaven, we're going to be shown what we went through in our lives and how short we came in the battle against evil and how far off the mark we were as far as reaching our potential. I don't want to be guilty about that. What say you?
I don't want to be guilty. And, you know, my former mentor, God rest his soul, John Denson, he had a saying. He said, Christ took 12 men smelling like fish, and they tore up the world. We have more than 12 Christians walking around in this world, in this country. And so imagine what we can do if we all became one body of Christ on the same page.
Well, we could do a whole lot. And I look forward to doing a lot with you guys as well, and wherever God leads me, and you all are going to be doing the same. And I think we're going to have some victories if we stand shoulder to shoulder and we fight with full vigor. I do see victory for our side, and because God wants us to win. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to just throw us out there to the wolves to lose indefinitely. And on that note, I want to thank you, sir, for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And we look forward to having you guys on again and again and again, because the work won't be finished for quite a while, in my opinion. And I want to thank you, sir, for joining us. And we look forward to you again in the near future.
Ron, I just want to say thank you and tell Denise we said hello. And again, I just want to remind your listeners to check out MordecaiMission.net. And MichiganCoalition.org, and to get involved and to help save souls for Christ and to change the direction of this country and this great state of Michigan.
Amen to that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the man. Get involved. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I shall return.
Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35. With two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, that's what they say. And I agree. I'm Ron Edwards, and welcome back. And you're listening, of course, to the Ron Edwards American Experience, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and make sure you get the coffee you do want in your cup. Well, as I said earlier, nearly a third of Americans expect poor conditions to prevail this year, and even more so next year. I find it very insulting that regime leader Biden has decided to sell natural gas from our nation to Europe in order to lower fuel prices in Europe. But yet at the same time, he has so much disdain for we the American people, we the people of the United States of America, that he's still refusing to allow more drilling on federal lands in this country. Now, I do have a suspicion that there are still enough private lands in this country where the oil companies could approach more private landowners and they could start drilling on more private lands in this country and therefore forego this crap about the federal lands. I really do believe that. That's just me. And I think that they could still reach tons and tons of oil because there's so much oil all over this great nation, deep under this nation. There's a huge pool of oil in the Midwest, believe it or not. There's a huge pool of oil off the west coast of California and up the coast, actually. And there's oil even off of our east coast. And there are private lands in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania where I know there's a lot of oil. There's oil in them, our hills. And we just have to... There is something called an end and a ramp, and we can get around the Biden administration's chokehold on America. And I understand why he's doing this. I mean, ever since Biden first was elected to office in 1972, he made a private pledge to bring the United States to her knees through communist means. I mean, he was highly paid by a Yugoslavian-based communist organization at the time to begin his quest to undermine the United States of America. And people can laugh about his dementia, alleged dementia, his gaffes, and all that. But guess what? Because he has remained focused on his goals, with or without dementia, he's doing what he wants to do. Now it is time for we the people to stand up and become even more focused than he has the ability to be focused, and focus on what is right for our country. Support those who are running for office, who we have vetted, by the way. And we know that they have true values, Christian values. We need those true Christian values and conservative values. Like I was telling our guest earlier, we need to make sure that every child is taught the Ten Commandments. And it will grow from there almost automatically. You ingrain the Ten Commandments in every child, and then make sure that they understand the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they need to read Federalist Papers like number 45, written by Alexander Hamilton. You've got to expand the horizon of children in righteous standards if you are to expand what is the United States of America or her greatness. America was meant to be great or nothing. We were founded on principles to be that shining light, that shining city on a hill. And if she's not willing to live up to that, America won't be one nation under God. She will, as Ronald Reagan said, be one nation gone under. So it's up to you, my friends. Now, the following quote attributed to a Scottish history professor, Alexander Tyler, in 1787 seems to portray an accurate reflection of what has occurred during our 200 years of existence as a republic. Many mistakenly call this country a democracy, which it is not. A democracy, my friends, is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to a loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, those nations always progressed through the following sequence: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency. And you know what comes next? From complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back to bondage. These words were written 2 years before George Washington became our first president. There's so much truth in those words, it makes me shudder, my friends, especially since we are clearly in stage 7. An honest appraisal of our country's downward spiral is necessary to begin the process of redemption. We have continually voted ourselves increased benefits dependent upon the printing presses of the Federal Reserve System, which should be abolished. To sustain our country's Ponzi scheme, we have spawned our future. We have pawned our future, and the bill will eventually come due. God help us all. The time, my friends, is now. PG time is over.
To exit stage right.
And now that I see that my time is up, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real razzle-dazzle hour. Thank you so much to our special guest today. Yep, Ryan Johnson, Minister Ryan Johnson of the Mordecai Mission. Great folks over there. In fact, I'm a member of that organization. Great people. It's an honor to be going shoulder to shoulder with them. Well, until next time, I just want to say bye now.
Should make a new connection to everyone.